Reservoir, message number 143. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 15. Let's open our Bible to the book of Second Chronicles, and chapter 34, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 33. Book of Second Chronicles, chapter 34, verse 1 to verse 33. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. In his 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, Asherah poles, carved idols, and cast images. Under his direction, the altars of the Baals were torn down. He cut to pieces the incense altars that were above them, and smashed the Asherah poles, the idols, and the images. These he broke to pieces and scattered over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and so he purged Judah and Jerusalem. In the towns of Manasseh, Ephraim and Simeon, as far as Naphtali, and in the ruins around them, he turned down the altars and the Asherah poles, and crushed the idols to powder, and cut to pieces all the incense altars throughout Israel. Then he went back to Jerusalem. In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, to purify the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the ruler of the city, with Joah, son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the temple of the Lord his God. They went to Hilkiah the high priest and gave him the money that had been brought into the temple of God, which the Levites, who were the doorkeepers, had collected from the people of Manasseh, Ephraim, and the entire remnant of Israel, and from all the people of Judah and Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then they entrusted it to the men appointed to supervise the work on the Lord's temple. These men paid the workers who repaired and restored the temple. They also gave money to the carpenters and builders to purchase dressed stone and timber for joists and beams for the buildings that the kings of Judah had allowed to fall into ruin. The men did the work faithfully over them to direct them where Jahath and Obadiah, Levites, descendant from Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam, descendant from Kohath, the Levites, all who were skilled in playing music and instruments, had charges the laborer and supervised all the workers from job to job. Some of the Levites were secretaries, scribes, and doorkeepers. Verse 14. While they were bringing out the money that had been taken into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord that had been given through Moses. Hilkiah said to Shaphan the secretary, I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. He gave it to Shaphan. Then Shaphan took the book to the king and reported to him, "Your officials are doing everything that has been committed to them. They have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the supervisors and workers." Then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, "Hilkiah, the priest, has given me a book, and Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king." When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to Hilkiah, "Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Abdon, son of Micah, Shaphan, the secretary, and Asaiah, the king's attendant, go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant in Israel and Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in this book." Hilkiah and those the king had sent with him went to speak to the prophetess Huldah, who was the wife of Shallum, son of Tukhath, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the second district. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I am going to bring disaster on this place and its people. All the curses written in the book that has been written in the presence of the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods and provoke me to anger by all that their hands have made. My anger will be poured out on this place and will not be quenched. Tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, say. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the word you heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humble yourself before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and his people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place and on those who live here." So they took her answer back to the king. Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord. The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commandments, regulations, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. The people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territory belonging to the Israelites, and he had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God as long as he lived. They did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their fathers. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, we magnify your name. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your message will bring revival in the life of your church and your people, and everyone who listen will get revived, repent, and will have a responsive heart as the heart of Josiah, who was responsive to you, O God, and to your call, and did exactly what's your will and desire. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. And Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach your people and those who are waiting to hear your word and those who need this word of yours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We learn from the previous messages about how to put God first, and we start to speak about the importance of the Word of God, the importance of reading the Bible. We put God first by reading His Word and putting into practice what His Word speaks and describes. Josiah was a righteous king. His father was also a king. His father Amon and his grandfather Manasseh, they were king, but they were wicked king. But Josiah was a righteous king. The word of God said that he was 8 years old. Some people, they say children not understand, but children can do much and more if we raise them up in the right way. Josiah put in his heart to follow the Lord. Surely there was people around him who were telling him what is right. Even he is 8 years old, he did much for the Lord. Our children can do much for the Lord when we guide them and direct them and raise them up in the fear of the Lord. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. You know, all of us, we have parents. I do say I have parents. All of us, we might be surrounded by wicked people, as you say, I was surrounded by people and society who are fully engrossed with idol worship and things wrongs and contradict the word of God. You know, the King Josiah, in spite of all the idol worship, Asherah Paul, Ashtoreth, the Bible said that the King of Judah, they introduced all that, his father, his grandfather, they were doing these things. You know, some of us, our families, they have done very bad things, our parents, our grandparents. But the point here, we can make a difference, as Josiah was able to make a difference for the Lord. Josiah, 31 years of his life, he was doing what is right. He was fighting and rebelling against what the people are worshipping from idols. All his life, he dedicated his life to remove what people had installed from idols. And that's our life should be like that. We are called to rebel against idol worship, against worldliness, against tradition and cultures. We may be inherit a lot of things wrong from the culture, the society, the family that we have been raised up. And here today we are called to put God first and rebel against these traditional things that contradict the word of God. You know, it said that in verse 8 that that when he was 18 years old, when he was 18 years of his brain, when he was 26 years old, what they have in the able to cleanse the temple and purify, they found the book of the law. At that time, they don't have Bible like us, what we have here now, software, or and we have hard copy and the Bible available. The Word of God was in a scroll and was not there. But how he knew what is right and correct? Because in verse 2, it said that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. Even he did not find the scroll at that time. But there'll be people who will tell that is what God say, and that's what David said, did. And that's what the people after him get corrupted and do their own. So he hear what is right and what is wrong. And according to that, to what he hear, he decided to follow the Lord. He started to seek God. In verse 3, in the 8th year of his reign, when he was 16 years old, while he was still young, he began to seek the Lord of his father David. He started looking for God. He hear about David. He hear about the God of his father David. And now he decided to seek the Lord. You know, sometimes we say, what I can do, I am only alone. All the people around me are doing wrong. The same at the time of Josiah. You can do the difference because you are not alone. God is with you. God was behind Josiah. And the same God is backing us up this very day. The same God is backing you up this very day, and you need to go forward with courage and boldness and remove the idols that is in your life and in the life of the people that are around you. In his 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, Asherah poles, carved idols and cast images. When he was 12 years old, he was rebelling against what is going on around him. Idols, images, saints, human figures, human teaching, religion are not the way to worship God. And you need to rebel and come out from the tradition of your fathers and forefathers and follow the true living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the more you start to seek God, as we will discuss later on, the more you will see what is idol worship and what are the things that is wrong and not correct and need to be removed. You know, he do something astonishing. Josiah, you know, In verse 5, you see, he burned the bones of the priests on their altars. You know, those priests who offer sacrifices and touch the people wrong, those who led the people and taught them wrong way, especially those who were in the northern kingdom, those had been divided from the house of David and went away, and their leader Jeroboam installed idols and installed also priests and taught the people wrong ways of life. Those priests died and buried. Josiah took their bones and burned their bones on the altar. That is a very brave action. And Josiah was bold to do that so that he can tell the people, this is the wrong way of life, wrong teaching you had been inherited, you have to come out. Josiah was very bold in doing that, and he was assisted by what? Assisted by the Lord and the circumstances around him. At that time, at the time of reign of Josiah, the northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyria, the nation of Assyria, who conquered all the northern kingdom and have deported the Israelites. They were in disaster in the northern kingdom. They suffered much. So Josiah was bold, telling them, you forsake the Lord and now this is what happened to you. So he moved around with boldness. He removed a lot of things from Jerusalem, Judea, northern kingdom, Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, Naphtali, all these are territories of Israel, those tribes that had been separated from Judah. And here we are today. We hear about floods, earthquakes, typhoons, wars, disasters. Why? God wrath, because people worship idols. And we should use this opportunity to tell the people, come out from religion, come out from idol worship, come out from a traditional teaching, and help them to throw idols away from their lives. He in the abode to purify the land and the temple. He endorsed money to cleanse and to maintain the temple of God. That money was collected by the Levites, and that's why we collect tithes and offering, first fruit, to support the work of the Lord, to maintain His work, so that His church will reach other nations and people and language and rescue them. Josiah dedicated his life. 31 years he was king. 31 years he was working hard, removing idols from place to place. You know, when you remove idols, there are people who follow. Some they may get angry. But we should go on. You should go on. You put your life into the hand of God. You put your time, you put your money and resources. That is how we put God first, and that's how we show our commitment to the Lord. Levites and faithful workers, we are supervising the work of God. Dedicated people should be given ministry and supervise the work of the Lord. While in doing His endeavor to serve God, as you are seeking the Lord lead him, that the book of the law will be found in the temple. In the heart of the temple, the book of the law, the word of the word of God. The Holy Spirit led the priest to find the book of the law, because the king is eager to follow God. And that's why here, how we put God first? By putting His word first. We in the Abur to get a Bible. Everyone should have his own Bible. Elikiah said to Shaphan the secretary, verse 15, I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. He gave it to Shaphan. Shaphan left with a book, with a Bible in his hand, and what he need to do. He went to the king, he reported to the king Josiah that the priest gave him a Bible, the law of Moses. Most likely it was the book of Deuteronomy that summarized the law of God and what they need to do. He went, he reported to him that the work is going on and your people are doing well. In verse 18, then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. He read the book. Hilkiah have read it according to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, before he gave it. And then he gave it to the king. And Shaphan read it to the king. The book need to be read. When we are seeking God, the book, the Bible, make us know God well and his will well and his ways well, and help us to draw near to him and to seek him in a deep relationship. And what happened when he hear the book, hear the word of the book? He tore his clothes. He repent. He was seeking God. But when he hear the word clearly, he tore his clothes, his robes. Not one robe, all the robes. Repentance. When you start to seek God more and read his word, God will open to you more secrets. God open your eyes and your ears and your mind to the word of God, and you will repent. He was drawn near to the Lord. And what he did, he said, go and inquire to us from the Lord. They went to a prophetess, her name Huldah, to inquire of God. He humbled himself. And he realized, great is the wrath of God. He started to understand why all destruction was happening in the northern kingdom. When you read the Bible, you understand why there are wars, cancers, curses, all are God's wrath, earthquake, murders, volcanoes, disasters, because people worship idols. In the choir of God, you send message to Huldah. And that's why we, as a church, we are available to explain to you the Bible, the Word of God, so that you can understand what you need to do. You can understand that you need to continue to seek the Lord and do what is right, and remove idols. In your life, in your temple, your body is the temple of God. A lot of things, eating blood is idol, tattooing, put tattoo on your body is idol. Love of money, greed, lust, divorce, and remarriage, all are idol worship. And the more you seek God, you will see more idols. Horoscope, fortune tellers are idol worship. They went to Huldah. and she confirmed to them the message. And she told them, because you have forsaken the Lord, all these things is God's wrath on you. But she say one thing, and we learn from it. That because the heart of Josiah was responsive and he humbled himself when he heard the word. You should have a responsive heart when you hear the word of God, when you read the Bible. And you need to humble yourself so that God would turn away from you. And what the king Josiah did more, he called the elders. He went to the temple and he read the word of God to everyone who is there, small or big, and he renewed the covenant. Every time you read the word of God and things will be more clear to you, you need to renew your commitment and covenant with the Lord to remove that idols and to do what is right. You know, things around us, people, they are doing what God did not say, and what God has said they don't do. The more you read the word and understand it, the more God will open your mind to see idols. I did not find in the Bible Christmas tree. I did not find in the Bible Santa Claus. All these are idols. I did not find in the Bible birthday parties. I did not find in the Bible boyfriends and girlfriends. All are idols and had been introduced into our Christian life. And we need to rebel against what is going around us in the world and in our churches from mal practices and idol worship. He renewed the covenant, and after he renewed the covenant, he went out and he moved, and start to remove detestable idols. Verse 33, Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territory belonging to the Israelite. He removed more idols. The more you seek God, the more you will understand what is idol worship going on. In the book of 2 Kings and chapter 23, we will read some more things about the how the king Josiah dedicated himself to cleanse the temple, to cleanse himself and the land and the church from idol worship. 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 4. The king ordered Hilkiah the high priest, the priest next in rank, and the doorkeepers to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles made for Baal and Asherah and all the starry hosts. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of the Kidron Valley and took the ashes to Beth. Kidron Valley is outside Jerusalem. They call it also Gehenna. And that is the eternal, that is symbolic to the eternal fire whom the Lord will throw away the wicked, those adulterer, immoral, thief, slanderer, homosexual, drunkards, liars, the unbelieving, the cowards, those who practice magic, they'll be thrown into the leaky the fiery lake of fire, which is the second death. He, verse 5, he did away with the pagan priests appointed by the kings of Judah. King of Judah, kings of Judah, appointed pagan priest. Let me get the point here. Christian people who are in authority in leadership, they allow wrong things to go on. They allow it inside the church. Josiah rebelled against the instituted things. When the church is doing wrong, God called us to correct, to rebuke. Not to comply with wrong practices, that is against the word of God. What else we can read? Verse 7. He also tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes which were in the temple of the Lord, and where women did weaving for Asherah. Male prostitute, homosexuality. Some churches now honor homosexuality and marriage between the homosexual. This is what is going on. Josiah rebelled against it. Remove it. We rebel against these things. We don't accept this wrongdoing inside the church. Verse 10, he desecrated Tobith, which was in the valley of Ben Hanun, so no one could use it to sacrifice his son or daughter in the fire to Molech. Now they were giving their children and sacrifice them as a burnt offering to the god of Molech. They burned their children, literally they took the child and they give it to Molech by burning him. They do now the Christian these things. They may not do it in a literal way, but if we allow our children to watch movies and be addicted to video games and Facebook and internet, and they go to wrong side or they go to the wrong friends, are we giving them to the Lord or to Molech as a burnt offering, and they are dead spiritually? If we don't protect our children and discipline them and teach them the right way, we are worshipping idols. If we allow our children to go into immoralities, mix boys and girls together and give them the chance to do what they want, then we are sacrificing our children to Molech, to Satan. Josiah rebelled against that, and he abided with God's law and ways. The Bible teaches us right way, and that's why we put God first by putting His word first. If you are eager to know and draw near to God, God will reveal to you more things from His word. Give time to read the Bible. Search the Bible. Go deep in reading the Bible. 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verse 33. Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territory belonging to the Israelites. Detestable things, detestable practices. A lot of things. More spending, eating in the restaurants, parties, showing off, taking loans without discretions. If you are having discretion, you should not have loan. You should be saving now. Usually, every culture have wrong practices. And God, I pray, will open your eyes to see and to refuse it for you and your family and the people around you. And what else he did? In verse 33, and he had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God, Everyone should serve the Lord. Attending the church is not service. Reading your Bible is not service. Giving your tithe is part of your commitment to be a true Christian. But you need to serve God. Caring for your family, faithful in your work, giving your tithes, living in holiness, that is not yet service. God wants you to serve Him. And asking Josiah, renew the covenant at the end of the message. We will renew the covenant, our commitment. I will renew my commitment to the Lord to do what is right and just and keep all His commands and to serve Him. And everyone who listens to the message, I instruct you as Josiah instruct the people, and he mobilized them to pledge their commitment to the Lord. As long as he lived, they did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their fathers. Josiah was after the people. I am after the people. And you have to be after the people who are around you. Let us go on, my brother, to renew our covenant with the Lord. The king stood by his pillar and renew the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep His commands, regulations, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. Please, everyone who hear the message, pledge yourself with me to serve the Lord and to follow Him in accordance with the covenant of God, the God who save us, who deliver us. Lord, I commit myself. I renew my covenant with you. I understand now that I need to fight the good fight like Josiah. For 31 years, he removing idols from his life in Judah, in Jerusalem, in the temple, from the life of the whole Israel around him, Lord. Lord, I commit myself to such life, to stand firm, to follow you, Lord, and keep your commands, regulations, and decrees with all my heart, with all my soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written here in the Bible. Lord, enable me and guide me and lead me to do it step by step all around as you said. And Lord, I pray for my brothers. Bless yourself, my brother. Bless yourself, my sister, to God's service. Tell him, Lord, I will follow and keep your commands, regulations, and decrees with all my heart and all my soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in the Bible. Tell him, Lord, I pledge myself to serve you all the days of my life, and not to fail to follow the Lord till you come and take us, Lord, with you to heaven. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.